People across the U.S. have billions of dollars stolen from them each year by their employers. It's called wage theft. California is working on a plan to help, but workers often face long delays when it comes to recovering some of the money. From member station KQED, Farida Jabala Romero reports.
Sitting at a park in Oakland, Mirna Arana unfolds documents from the California Labor Commissioner's office. Her claim is for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid wages.
Tengo los ojos aquí. Ah, qué bien.
She says she cleaned offices during 12-hour days, 6 days a week.
Ajá, me pagaban como 6 horas. Ajá, y a $11 la hora.
But the small janitorial company she worked for didn't pay her for half of that or overtime. Arana plucked up the courage to complain with the state. It took more than 3 years before she got a hearing to resolve her case. In the years she waited, she says her family had to move several times. They couldn't afford the rent. Her former employer did not respond to requests for comment. State law says that hearings must be held within 4 months of a wage claim being filed. That's not happening. California workers waited more than 2 years on average. Daniel Yu, an assistant chief at the Labor Commissioner, acknowledges the delays are unacceptable.
We want to make sure that the process works effectively and efficiently so that the workers...
When the pandemic started, the Labor Commissioner halted in-person hearings. Now, they're trying to catch up, but they have a shortage of staff.
The hiring of our hearing officers remains a top priority.
California has more than 35,000 pending wage claims. Nearly half have been languishing a year or longer without a resolution. Veronica Chavez is a workers' rights attorney with Centro Legal de la Raza in Oakland. She says these delays hurt vulnerable workers.
This almost encourages employers to continue exploiting. You know, the chances of there being repercussions seem to be very long, far down the line.
Labor enforcement agencies across the country are struggling with backlogs and understaffing, says Janice Fine, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers University.
It's a very problematic system as it exists right now because there are many things about it that are not as effective as they need to be.
Back at the playground in Oakland, Mirna Arana tells her 3-year-old son it's time to go home. She finally got her hearing. It seemed like good news when the labor commissioner ruled that her old boss owes her nearly $183,000 in back wages and penalties. But by then, the company had filed for bankruptcy, she says.
Pues a mí todavía me deben. Es algo que es mío.
She says her employer still owes her what she earned, but she doesn't know when or if she'll see any of that money. For NPR News, I'm Farida Jabala Romero.